lead our Easter acclamation.
Good morning, everyone.
A very happy Easter from me and my family to you and your family. Yeah, it's lovely to welcome you here. Well done for getting here on time. Hopefully not too many will arrive when we finish. And we won't say anything, will we, if they do? We'll just pretend that we haven't noticed, that we'd been there all the time. A husband said to his wife, "Now, dear, today we lose an hour because the clocks go forward." And his wife replied, "Darling, at our age, we can't afford to lose any time." But we're here, and we welcome you. We welcome the children as well. Has anybody had any chocolate for breakfast? Yeah. Did you? Yeah? What was it? An Easter egg? Oh, a cream egg. Oh, a cream egg. Not a boiled egg. Maybe some had a boiled egg, but that was a cream egg. Well, today we proclaim the good news that Jesus, who was crucified, dead, and was buried, is alive again. He is alive. Jesus lives. And he lives in you. He lives in you and in me, in our hearts by faith. So I pray, however you come to church today, on Easter Day, whatever's happening in your life, you may come and greet and welcome the risen Lord who greets and welcomes you today, just as you are. May we know his risen life among us. So we join with Christians right around Jersey, right around the world today in celebrating our risen Lord, joining in these words of our Easter acclamation. Say this through twice. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Diane's going to now lead us in our opening worship. Thank you.
We stand to sing our first two songs, "Jesus, We Celebrate Your Victory," and "All Heaven Declares the Glory of the Risen Lord." Now we're going to do an action prayer now, and I hope it'll be on the screen. This is what Peter did at Mercy Church earlier this month, and so this is the action prayer. And you're going to do the actions. When we say no, you put your thumbs down, and when we say yes, you put your thumbs up. So do we say this together, Peter? I'm a bit... Okay. Ooh. Can you read that? Okay. Tombs, no. Death, no. Life, yes. Gardens, yes. Darkness, no. Light, yes. How things have changed. Crucify, no. Hosanna, yes. Fear, no. Laughter, yes. Bad news, no. Good news, yes. Thank you, God. What a difference Easter Day makes. Silence, no. Praising, yes. Crying, no. Dancing, yes. Doubt, no. Faith, yes. Jesus, you have turned everything upside down. You gave us life. You give us faith. You give us hope. Today and every day. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. And we now have our prayers of thanksgiving. So, Lord, we, loving Father, we praise you this Easter day, the day of resurrection. We celebrate that Jesus Christ has been raised to life again. We come to you on this Easter day to rejoice with you that Jesus is alive. And so I invite you now to call out loud or in your hearts any prayers of thanksgiving and praise to our Lord and Saviour.
Thank you for family and friends. Thank you for freedom. Lord, thank you for going to the cross and taking our sins and giving us eternal life.
Thank you for sunrises and sunshine.
We declare your resurrection. We thank you that you rose again. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Thank you for your peace.
Thank you for eternal life. Thank you that we can worship without any fear. Thank you for prayer that you listen to and know before we even speak. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you for creating us.
Thank you for loving us just as we are, with all our faults. Thank you for sending Jesus to be our friend, our Lord, and our Saviour. May the story of Easter become the message that our lives proclaim. In Jesus' name, amen. Peter will now lead us in our prayers of confession.
Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We'll persevere from the lectern, that's better, isn't it? Well, we're going to turn to God's word now. And the Apostle Paul, his first letter to Corinth was our earliest record of the resurrection of Jesus. And we remember that Paul was Saul of Tarsus, and he witnessed the persecution and oversaw the persecution of the church and the first martyr, Stephen. And yet, God did a new work in Saul's life and changed him around from being a man of hate to a man of love, from a man of persecution to an evangelist. So listen now as he speaks of the resurrection and the grace and new life that the Lord gave to him. From 1 Corinthians chapter 15, read appropriately by Paul. Thank you.
Today's reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 11, the resurrection of Christ. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, and to all the apostles. And last of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then it is I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believed. Thanks be to God.
Well, we had an early start this morning, didn't we? I don't know who came up with the brilliant idea of moving the clocks forward on a weekend in the middle of the night. I'm sure the children would say, why not on a Friday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, on a school day, and then you could finish earlier. But no, the middle of the night. Well, we were not the only ones who had an early start this morning or on Easter Day, the women who went to the tomb. And we're going to now, in a video of Mark chapter 16, hear and see what might have happened on that first Easter morning. I say what might have happened because whenever we put a video on, it's just somebody's imagination of that time. But I hope that the pictures will help us to receive the message of the resurrection.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid.
And I'll be preaching on that account very shortly, but we're going to sing again now, "Low in the Grave He Lay." And just to say, from this point on, for the children, there are some colouring sheets that at the back, so Doreen has maybe got those in.
That's better, thank you. Now Doreen's going to come and read to us, "The Mourners Came at Break of Day."
"The mourners came at break of day unto the garden sepulchre, with saddened hearts to weep and pray for him, the loved one buried there. What radiant light dispels the gloom? An angel sits beside the tomb. The earth does mourn her treasure lost, all sepulchred beneath the snow, when wintry winds and chilling frost have laid her summer glories low. The spring returns, the flowers bloom, an angel sits beside the tomb. Then mourn we not, beloved dead, even while we come to weep and pray. The happy spirit has but fled the brighter realms of heavenly day. Immortal hope dispels the gloom. An angel sits beside the tomb."
Thank you, Doreen. "The mourners came at break of day." As they came, the events of Good Friday were fresh in their minds. The women came to honour the dead. They took spices to anoint Jesus' dead body and to reclaim him from the hands of cruel men. Walking together in the early dawn, the women asked one another, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" The weight was too much for them. They knew they didn't have the strength. Even their combined efforts would have fallen short. But unknowingly, God had done for them what they could not do for themselves and would not need to do. On Easter Day, the impossible became possible. God had rolled away the stone from the tomb. God removed the obstacle. And friends, God is still rolling stones today. God is still removing obstacles in our lives. I wonder, as you come to church today, is there anything that is too big for you to push or carry today? Any obstacles in your life and mine? Any closed doors today? Listen to these words of Irene Brignall. She reflects, a similar kind of stone can lie deep in the human heart, covering a multitude of hurts and sorrows, deeply buried beneath the stone. A mysterious hand can move this stone and uncover all that lies hidden there, shining his light into our darkness. The power that moves the hand to move this stone is the same power that moved another stone in a garden tomb a long time ago in Jerusalem. This same hand is still reaching out to us to heal all that lies beneath, buried beneath our stones. So friends, this Easter day we rejoice that the power of God is at work in our lives, that same resurrection power. At Easter we trust in God's strength and not our own. God can move mountains and gravestones. So take heart, God's resurrection power is at work in your life, in your situation. Invite him to do the heavy lifting today. And though shocked by this unexpected discovery, the women bravely entered the tomb. And then came an even greater shock. They saw a young man dressed in a white robe. And here was an angel messenger of God with a message of hope and a word of instruction. Don't be alarmed or distressed. But of course they were. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. Two titles there, both expressing shame. Jesus the Nazarene, can anything good come from Nazareth? And Jesus the Crucified, the death penalty of a common criminal. The angel described both what Jesus was before and what he was then. He is not here. He has risen. See the place where they laid him. They were in the right place, but Jesus was no longer there. And the angel said, Go tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. And there you will see him just as he told you. Women were given an invitation, like us, to meet the risen Lord. For these women in this moment, because of the angel's message, everything was changing before them. It was a plot twist that they could never have imagined, and it left them confused and amazed. In Mark's words, they left the tomb with both trauma and ecstasy. And they said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. They couldn't put into words what had just happened. At this stage, the women were just given a word of resurrection and nothing more. And as we come today, we are also given a word of resurrection, finding ourselves, like the women, somewhere between trauma and ecstasy. We are caught in between. We are here. We believe that Jesus is alive, but we still await Jesus' return and the joy of full resurrection life, a new resurrection body, life in heaven with our Lord and all the saints. What a wonderful day that will be. We're caught in between. We're given a word, a promise. We live still in the midst of death. We are in the land of the dying, and we're looking to the land of the living. Our world has so many tombs, so many missing. In Gaza, in Israel, in Ukraine, in Moscow, across the world, many other places, and places closer to home, loved ones who we remember today. There are many today who have broken hearts through loss and grief, and tears wept. Many still wait for that day of resurrection and reunion. But Easter is a day for us to hold on to that word of resurrection. Remember that Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life." And we can put our confidence in Jesus and stand firm on the promises of God today, however life looks for us. The women left the tomb, wondering what it all meant. They told the disciples, but many didn't believe them. Easter day, that day, seemed to bring more questions than answers. But in time, their vision, once clouded by tears, would become clearer. In time, they would see the risen Lord for themselves, as will we. Their sorrow was turned to joy. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. This is our hope, the hope of the world, the hope for Israel, for Gaza, for Ukraine, for our island of Jersey. It is the hope of our churches. It is our own personal hope. The hope that all that has been lost will be restored. The message of Easter is that pain and loss will not be forever. And even faith will not be forever. Today we walk by faith and not by sight, but one day we will see and know and cast our crowns before him. The heavy stone will roll away. We will come back to life. Jesus has gone ahead of you. He has spoken the word of resurrection. Because he lives, we also shall live eternally. I'm reminded of the words of Sidney Carter, who pictured the risen Lord as the Lord of the dance. And he said that the Lord comes to shake that graveyard, split that sepulchre, and crack the clock that's killing me, knock it to eternity. Crack the clock that's killing me. I tell you, I could have cracked my alarm clock this morning against the wall. I'm sure you could as well. But the good news is, friends, that clocks will not eternally be adjusted backwards and forwards. They'll be cracked. They're going to be knocked to eternity. And love has won the day. Time will be eternity. We won't need daylight saving time in God's eternal light. So we take heart. Time is no longer running out for us. We can let go of our fears and seek the Lord. Take hold of Christ and trust in his salvation and be his witness. So on this Easter day, let us hear the echo of his voice from the throne. From Revelation 1:18, I am the living one. I died, but look, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and the grave. Praise God today. We may have lost an hour, but we have gained eternity with him. So be encouraged, rejoice today, and share that good news with your loved ones. Amen. So let's... And Diana is going to lead us in our prayers for our world.
When Peter was talking just then, and he said something about because he lives, and I just thought about this hymn that we sing sometimes, and I love the chorus of that hymn. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. I love that hymn. So let us pray. Today, this Resurrection Sunday, we remember again that Jesus came to bring peace and hope. We remember Jesus as he walked the lands and territories of the Middle East, and we think of those lands now. We think of the conflict still raging in Gaza and Israel, the threat from Hezbollah in the north of Israel, and the lives lost on both sides. We think of people in despair and desperation who have no hope and no direction. We pray for the hostages and their families, and ask that you bring light into their darkness. Most of all, Lord, we ask that you bring them home to their loved ones. We pray for all those suffering in wars elsewhere, in Ukraine and Russia, civil wars in Yemen, Afghanistan, Somalia, Syria, and political unrest and terrorist activities in many other countries. We especially think of Haiti, where gang violence has intensified in recent weeks and law and order has completely broken down. God of all, we cry out to you to bring peace and positive change in these regions. Turn hearts and minds to you, O God, so that the peace and hope of Jesus would be known to all. On this Easter day, we remember those who cannot gather as we are doing to rejoice in your resurrection. We pray for protection for persecuted Christians meeting in secret to celebrate, and pray that their testimony will open the eyes of many to your gift of new life. Today, we remember again that Jesus came to bring peace and hope. We remember the Jesus who spoke truth and worked for good. We think of the nations, businesses, systems, and individuals that are threatened and undermined by cyber attacks, false rumors, negative social media, and fake news. We think of the UK as they approach elections in a few weeks, that we pray will be fair and democratic. We pray for King Charles and the Princess of Wales, both going through treatment for cancer, and ask that this Easter time may be a time of rest and reflection for them, away from media intrusion. Today, we remember again that Jesus came to bring peace and hope. We remember Jesus as he spoke up for the weakest and made lives better. We think of those who live in our communities who face challenge, pain, and hardship. We think of those who have no home or security, who face financial despair, and who have no one to turn to. We pray for those who have been led into addiction and can find no way out. We think of our friends and neighbours who face illness and fear, who have lost those close to them, and who feel darkness in their lives. We pray especially today for the family of Maureen Lefevre, who died on Thursday. Bring them comfort, Lord. God of all, we ask that you would show your love and compassion for all whose lives are in trouble today and who find little to celebrate this Easter. We pray that all in need would feel your presence with them and that you would show us what we can do to work for you in changing lives and helping those around us. We pray that your peace and hope would be real to those whose lives are tough. We remember Jesus as he led his disciples and taught them by example and challenge. We think of leaders of our nation, our area, and our church. We pray for those whose lives are under close scrutiny, such as the royal family, those who make big decisions that change the lives of others, and those with responsibility to lead people in living safely or worshipping well. We think of ourselves as Easter people, called to live our lives knowing that Jesus is with us and following his example of life and service. God of all, we ask that you would bless all those who have leadership roles with your grace, generosity, compassion, and the strength to do their work well. We pray for our government, our politicians, and our church leaders, that all may seek wisdom and understanding from you. We pray for Peter, our minister, and his family, and ask that you bless them as they continue to settle into island life. We thank you for all Peter does for us here at Bethlehem and Messy Church. We pray for ourselves that we would be your servants in all we do. Whether we are going away or staying at home, may this Easter be a special time of renewal for us all. May our faith in Jesus grow, and may we seek to follow you more closely and love you more. We ask that the new life of the season would be seen in us at home, school, work, and in our community. May we both know and share the peace and hope of Jesus. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, Diane, for leading us in prayers and for being our worship leader this morning. We'll now dedicate our offerings to the Lord. Let us pray. You, these Easter offerings of money, our bread and wine for communion, and our lives to you. Risen Lord, free us from all that holds us back from serving you. Free us from all that keeps us from loving you and sharing your love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You can remain standing, if you're comfortable to do so, to sing our communion hymn, which reminds us of the sacrifice of our Lord on the cross, When I Survey. God so loved the world, God so loved you, that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. And so, Lord, again, we are humbled by your wonderful love, that we have a place at your table, and you have prepared a place for us in heaven. We thank you for all that you have given and all you have promised. And now, at your table, we remember how, on the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus Christ, at supper with his friends, took a loaf of bread and gave thanks. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, the new relationship with God. My blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." And so, Father God, we celebrate this Passover of gladness. The Lamb of God sacrificed for us. Send your Holy Spirit that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us the body and blood of Christ. And gather us who share this feast into the kingdom of your glory, that with all your people in every time and place, we may praise and worship you forever and ever. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All are welcome at the Lord's table. We meet the risen Lord in the breaking of the bread. As you come to receive, come to the cross of Jesus. Lay down the burdens, let the stones roll. Come to the empty tomb. Come and greet the risen Lord here. Know his living presence in bread and wine, and his healing touch, for by his wounds we are healed. Come, for all is ready. Lord, we thank you for feeding us with the bread of heaven and the cup of salvation, foretaste of the heavenly banquet prepared for all people. Amen. We hope you'll be able to stay for refreshments served in the hall. But if not, we are so grateful that you are sharing with us on this Easter day in our worship. And we pray God's blessing on the rest of your day. May it be one of joy and happiness. I'm sure you can guess the last hymn, the one we haven't sung yet. Let's give him the glory and the praise. And ribbons, with voices, with music. Our blessing from Colossians chapter 3. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Thanks be to God. Amen. And may the blessing of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon you and all those you love and remember this Easter day and forevermore. Amen. Amen. In 2024, let's say together the words of the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Please be seated.